If they make the shechita on the korban toido, lefnim means inside the azor, so the shechita was done in the right place. But the lachmo chutz lachaymom, but the lachmei toido are outside the chaymos of Yerushalayim. And really, it's a machloek, as you see in the Gemara, exactly what chutz lachaymom means, but some of us know it means outside Yerushalayim, is like kiddush lechem. And then the lechem does not receive its kedusha. The lechem has to be inside b'shas the shechita of the korban toido. What's going to be shochato ad shalei kormu betanor? Let's say they made the shechita on the korban hatoido before the lechems were baked in the oven. Ad shalei kormu betanor means before I got a krum, before I got a crisp on top of the challah in the oven, so it's not fully baked yet. The afilu korma kulam, even if all of them were crisp already, chutz miyachem, only one of them was not. The lachar is like kiddush lechem. The lechem does not receive its kedusha. It has to have all 40 lechems have to be baked already before you make the shechita of the toida. Now the Gemara says, "My chutz lechayma." What does the Mishnah mean to say if the lachmei toida are outside the wall? That's not kodesh. That's a machlekes. That Rabbi Yechon Omer, Rabbi Yechon says, "Chutz lechayma is beis pagi." It means outside the walls of beis pagi. So Rashi says it means "Hainu chutz lechayma harabayis," outside the walls of the harabayis. It was on inside the Harabayis of the Kodesh. Even though it's not inside the Beis Hamikdash itself. It's not inside the Azorah. It's just inside the Harabayis as a Machna Leviyah. That's enough for it to have its Kedusha. So Chutz Lechemi means outside the Beis Pagi, outside the Machna Leviyah, outside the Harabayis. For Shlokesh Shama, Chutz Lechemi Sazorah, no. If it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Azorah, even though it's inside the base of the Harabayis, so it's not Kodesh. But this is the way the Mefarish learns the Pshat in Beis Pagi. On the bottom in the Rashi, Ksav Yodu, it says, Chutz Lechemes Beis Pagi means Chutz Lechemes Fachitzoin of Yerushalayim, the outer walls of Yerushalayim. So it's Machlek is exactly what does Beis Pagi mean. So now explain it like this. Resh Lakish Shoma Chutz Lechemes Azorah, it's outside the Chemes of the Azorah itself. It's not Kodesh. Bilan Al Besamach. It has to be, it says, Al has to be at least somach, has to be near the korban. So if it has to be at least inside the Beis Hamikdash, if it's outside the Chaymas of the Azorah, it has no Kedusha. If you have Yechon Noma, Chutz Lechaymas Beis Pagino, as long as it's not outside the walls of Beis Pagi, it's Kodesh. It's only outside Beis Pagi, it's not Kodesh. Avo Chutz Le Azorah, but it's just outside the Beis Hamikdash itself, Kodesh. If Yechon says, yes, the Lachmei Toida receives its Kedusha. And v'loy binan al b'samach, did not have to have al b'samach right next to the base, right next to the korban atayda. Sasa machlekes, what does the prophet says al? Does it mean b'samach right next to it, or even far away? Also, it's considered al. Samara says, well, if lego bo chodes imno, we have already this machlekes one time between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon. It's none. We learned like this. The Gemara M'sachim ha'shoichet asa pesach ala chomitz. If somebody shechs a korban pesach on chomitz, does he ask chomitz in his rishus? Lach l'zayde v'loy sasei. He's over v'loy sasei. B'shas t'shchit of the korban pesach, and now let have chomitz. If you have chomitz in your rishus, you're over special loy sasei. Of a shechit ala esa pesach ala chomitz. Reb Yudurai mer af ha-tomit. Even b'shas t'shchit of the korban ha-tomit also he'd be over lav. By the tomit ben habayim of erev pesach, he'd be over this lav not to shech the korban b'shas she'ab chomitz. Rashi says the pshat is this. The pasuk says our chometz dam zibchi means zibchi ham yuchad li dehainu tamid. Even the korban hatamid also be over this lav if you have chometz. Now the yomer Resh Lakish says the yomer may nechayiv. You're not chayiv if you have chometz in your rishus. Pshat the shechita the pesach of the korban hatamid at shehei oyle shechit oyle zerik oyle yechad mivnei hakabura imoy biazaro. Unless they have the chametz with them there inside the Azara. Either the Sheikhet has chametz with him, or else the Kain is doing the Zrika, or else one of the Bnei Chabura of the Yisraelim, they have to have chametz in the Azara. If you don't have an oil besamach right next to them, they're not over this lav. Boston says, Al chametz nam zibchi. He says, Al means besamach. For Rabbi Yechon Amanau, Afo pi sheinima biazara, even though it's not inside the Azara, even though it says the word Al, Chometz dam zivchi, he holds al, his lav dafk, it's not really besamach. says here they argued already one place. So Mara says three, we have to have both machlokes in. Yeah, so three, we need the machlokes both places. The yitma behi, if we don't hear the machlokes by chometz, I would have thought to say behi come Rabbi Yochanan. Only over here does Rabbi Yochanan say that al is lav davke b'somuch. Why the whole haycha the yisabi yisurikoyi? Wherever the chometz is, you're over lav. You now have chometz in your rishus after chatzay sayim. So the kids, so wherever the chometz is, even though it's not near the korban, still be over this lav b'shas the shchitas of the korban. Avol inyan mekadosh lechem and get our sugya of putting kedusha onto the lach meitoidom. Em, I would have thought to say moedel el Rosh Lakish. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rosh Lakish. The what? The yisab b'fnim kodesh. If the lechem is inside, it'll be kodesh. Avroyi lekodesh. If lechem is outside, will not be kodesh. So I would have thought to say he agrees. That's why I need the machlokes here by lechem. Now the yitma bof, I would only learn the machlokes by lach meitoid in the case like an al mishnah. In a case, non-mishnah, in the case, there's less halach here, where the lechem is outside, So, the itma b'ho, I would have thought to say, b'ho kom Rosh Lakish. Only over here does Rosh Lakish say that oil b'somach means the lechem upon, the lechem lachem etoy def b'mamish inside the azorah. But over there by chomitz, in a moidel aim, I would have said, moidel el Rav Yechanan, maybe Rosh Lakish agrees with Rav Yechanan, that you'd be chayv even though the chomitz is outside, not near the korban. Therefore, I need this machlokes both places, both by lach meitoid and by chometz, to say that according to Rosh Lakish, al means besomach right next to it, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, al is lav davka. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavos to Rabbi Yochanan, bring your fruits to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Ashechet es ha-toido. If somebody shechet the korban toido, lifnim, inside the azoro. V'lach mo chutz l'chaim is beis pagi, and the lach meitoid are outside the beis pagi. Again, was machlokes what exactly his base pagi was? Whether that's the outside chaimus of the Harabayis, whether it's the outside chaimus of Yushalayim. Well, Korban says clearly, if the lachm is outside the base of pagi, like kiddush, halechem, then lechem is not kiddush. But mashma clearly, as long as it's inside from the base pagi, then lamaisa, it would be kiddush, even though it's not inside the azara. Says, hilak Rabbi Yochanan, al is lav davke b'samach. Then the Mishnah says, let's say a shechta the korban hatoida before the lechems in the oven were fully baked. It does not have a crisp, a crust on top, so it's not kodesh. So Mer says, how do we know this? That the lechem and the lechem has to be completely baked, like have a korma, not completely, but at least korma panea to receive its kedusha. So the Tanur Rabbanan read like this. The pasuk says, al chalois lechem chometz yakiv kabonoi. Al zevach. So it's mashm that the zevach is brought on the lechem. Malame comes to teach us a shein halechem kodush elim kem korma panei batano. That one is a lechem kodush only if the lechem was already korma panei batano. If the lechem already received this crisp, it was like baked on top of it already. That's called lechem. Then the tanner is mekadoshit. And the Pashut of Shadi, since the Pashut says, Loshen of Chalois Lechem, and Pashut is not called Lechem until it's Korma Paneh, until the face of it is crust, has crust on it. So that's how we know the Kiddush first comes after it's Korma Paneh. Then with Ashen, the Pashut says, Yakrib Kabonoi Al Zevach, means to say, Malamek comes to teach us, Shein HaLechem Kodosh Elo B'Shchitas HaZevach. It only becomes Kodosh when you make a Shchita. The Shchitas HaKorbin, that's Mekadosh to Lechem. Then the pasuk says, Zevach toidos, melamed shimshocha shlo lishmo lekiddush lechem. Mashma zevach toidos, you have to shecht it l'shem a korban toido. Or at least tam, but if you shecht it shlo lishmo, that then it's not mekadosh to lechem. Even though shlo lishmo does not passel by a korban toido, only by chates and by pesach is passel, by toido is still kosher, but since lo olu l'shem choyvom, who adin is not mekadosh to lechem. Torah Rabban, what's in a verse like this? Yoitzin b'matzo no, over matzo hasuya b'yofis, that it could be yoitzin with the matzo no means like rua, which rua means not completely baked. So yoitzin de matzo plus a paste of banai with matzo which is no, which only like half baked, so it's not completely baked. Over matzo hasuya b'yofis, even though it was made in the pot, in the stewing pot, you made the matzo in the stewing pot, also yoitzin de matzo. Zmor says, now my matzo no. What does matzo no mean? Some of you do mashmuel kol shaposo. V'yein chutin nim shochet himenu. Min kol zaman, you like pull apart, you crack the matzah like, and strings do not come out. And those are cracks in half. So that's called baked enough. That's called already a matzah. But less than that is not called baked. It wouldn't be called a matzah. It has to be that when you pull it apart, it's broken. Does not come strings. Kol shaporso v'yein chutin nim shochet himenu. The strings like by your dough before it's baked, so you pull apart the matzah, the strings will come out of it. So here, if no strings come out, that's the right, that's enough baked. Omar Rava, v'chein linyan lach meitoida, the same thing applies by lach meitoida, that if it's baked this much, it's also called lechem, and the shchita is mekadeshit. So Mor says, shchita, hocha lechem tziv, hocha lechem tziv. It says both of them, the word lechem. So is this much baked, called lechem or not, shchita, they both have the same halacha. So Mor says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought to say, echad amirachmono, shloyitel, pras. The Torah says, take one challah, one of the lachmetah that should be for the truma. He should not take pras, and not take a piece of broken one. For ho, command the priest of Dami, I would have thought to say, if it's not baked completely, it's also considered like a broken one. Maybe it's not called complete, until it's baked completely. Rashi explains, lefish and efreches, because so break when you move it, it's not baked completely. So maybe that's not called lach meitoida. Kamash malon, that as long as it's baked enough, that if you crack it in half, it'll crack, and not that like the piece of the dough will come stringing out. So that's called enough baked. That's also called lach meitoida. It may look like this: toida sheshochato al shemunim chalois b'shash yeshechta the korban toida. You had 80 chalos in front of you. And we know only 40 is supposed to be there. So Chizki, Yom Chizki says, Kitchura boy imitech shmoinim, yes, 40 out of the 80 becomes Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Loi Kitchura boy imitech shmoinim, Yochanan says, no, neither of them, none of them is Kaddish. Loi Kitchura boy imitech shmoinim. So Morris does explain like this, Machlaik is like this, Omar Rabbi Zeirom, Hakur Moidim, everybody agrees. If the person said that I want 40 out of these 80 to become Kodush, if so, Kitchu, everybody agrees then that 40 out of the 80 is Kodush. What do we do? How do we know which one will soon see? 40 out of the 80 become Kodush. If he says, Al Yikachu Aboyim, El Yimkem Yikachu Shmoinim, I do not want 40 to be Kodush unless all 80 is Kodush. Then the lacha is like kitchu, then nothing is chal. Since you cannot have 80, so then nothing is chal. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes pistoma? That mas sova one holds, li achrayis kol mechavin, or mas sova the korban goes to kol mechavin. If you stand say, you bring 80, and you've shecht the korban, atoida, and have in mind that it should be kaddish. So, Rabbi Yechon, it says, Loi kitchu aboy mitoch shemonim, he owes the person that has in kavon, or the korban gozel. He wants all 80 to be chal, and therefore the maisa nothing is chal. And chizkiyah that says no, 40 is chal, because what the person meant to say is really all I want is just 40 to be chal. How come I brought 80? Leachrayis, and in case these get lost, you'll still have 40 left. That's why it's kaddish. Abayi Ram Abayi says no, the kula yam everybody holds. Liachrayis kol mechavin. Everybody holds taka that you only meant to be 40 out of the 80. So what's the mawaris of Yechon say then? It's not kodesh. Well, the klishoris mekadshin shloim midas. Come if that's the machlokes. Is the klishoris mekadish shloim midas? Masova klishoris mekadshin shloim midas. Even though you don't have in mind to become kodesh, still it becomes kodesh automatically. So lemaisa that's what Yechon says. So lemaisa therefore all 80 become kodesh. And since 80 can't become Kaddish, therefore nothing is Kaddish. Omar Sova and Chizki holds no. Klishoris ain't Mekach from Shlemidas. So if you don't have in mind to have all 80 to become Kaddish, only 40, Senech Nami, only 40 is Kaddish, not all 80. Rapapa says no. The Kuli Yalm, everybody holds Klishoris and Mekach from Shlemidas. Even without Yodas, also the Klishoris is Mekaddish. It's also machlokes over here, and it could be it's only mekadesh what's supposed to be kodesh, and what's not supposed to be kodesh. For hoch here, b'sakim k'vif, here machlokes about the sakim, about the shchita. Mas sova sakim mekadesh as klishoros, that b'shach the shchita, the korbin, is mekadesh the same way klishoros is mekadesh, even though you don't have das to make a kiddush. Umasal v'no sak and kivon to less leitoich. Ain't the mekadeshes klishos is not like it's not mekadeshit like a klishos. So that's the shaila when you make the shechitas on the korban is the mekadesh 40 out of the 80, even though you have das maybe 480. Or the other thing, still we say according to Chizkiyah the sakin is only mekadesh masheroyuloi even shloimi das abaylam. Therefore, it's only chakudushan 40, not out of 80. That's the machlekes. So the sakin also the same amount like a klishoris or not. And the Ikadiyami some say, Rapopo says, Rapopo Rama the Kula Yam, everybody holds Klishoris in Mikadish Melimidas. That a Klishoris is only Mikadish what you have in mind to make a Kaddish. The Yoko, the second Kimiflagi. Masa the second Alima Miklishoris. That Chiski holds, the second is better than the Klishoris. The Afrika of the less late Teich, even though there's no Teich, there's no inside of the Klishoris, nothing goes inside it. The sakin still mekadesh, it's mekadesh lemidas, what's supposed to be kaddish. Therefore, 40 of them become kaddish and not more. Umar Sovor, Rabbi Yechon holds no sakin loyalim lemiklisharis. The sakin the knife is not better than the klisharis. Therefore, it's only mekadesh midas. And therefore, if you have das and no lady and echnami, then the mice it's not kaddish. So, kids ask the machlokes, what's the luck of the klisharis? And maybe your sakin is better, maybe your sakin is worse than the klisharis. Now really in this Gemara is a lot of different gurses here, a lot of different shalos, exactly what does it mean, Mikachin Shleimidas or Midas, it could be shot, is Rashi being down too short in it, could be just the opposite way, you're Mechavim for 40, and automatically all of it becomes Kaddish, and also that the word gurus before, the Kuliyam or Lachrayas come Mechavim, it's also Shalati gurus or not. I call upon him, this is the Machlokes in Dome. Whether it is Kaddish 40 out of the 80, or whether all 80 have to become Kaddish, and then the pshat is nothing is Kaddish. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now we're holding daf Ayin Ches on the base, the bottom of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shochoto chutz lezmano, let's say they shechted the korban toido, with a machsheves pigle, they had a mind to eat from the meat, or to eat from the lechem, tomorrow, the wrong day. Or else, for chutzlam koimah, they had a mind to eat from in the wrong place. So locher is, kidesh alechem, yes, lechem is kodesh. Since it makes the psul pigle here, makes the psul, the avoidance exceeded done, therefore it's called the korban was brought, and therefore the lechem is kodesh. And who are din? It's nasa pigle or posel. Avad lamais, you can't eat this lechem. Now it has a psul pigle, whereas chutz mekoyim it's posel. But I call upon him, the kedush was chal upon the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzeis treifa? Let's say the shecht of the korban atoida. And afterwards they found out that the korban was a treifa. Then like kiddush alechem, and the lechem has no kodesh. That's sort of like a psul. Koidim shchita, the korban was not fit. So it's the sack and the shchita is not mekadesh the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzeis balas mum? Let's say after the shecht of the korban, now they found out that it became a bal mum, that it was a nikah before, let's say, Bedukin Shabayin, a bal mum in the eye. So Reb Lezer, Oimer, Kiddush, yes, still the lechem has its kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Since the mum is not nikah so much, she holds as a loch like your mother, lo yerdu, that the korban is, the lechem is kedush. For a chomer, the chomer say no, like kiddush, no, since lemaisa the korban is possum, it's not mekadesh the lechem. What's going to be shochot shleilu shmo? Let's say the shech the korban atoido shleilu shmo, not l'shem atoido l'shem another korban. Or else v'chein el hamluyim. The same thing by the el hamluyim. If they would shech to l'shem another korban shleilu shmo, that they're also lechems brought with el hamluyim. We had before the three different types of matzahs. V'chein shnekivsi atzeres. The same thing by shvuis when we bring the shtei lechem. But the shritus of the kivsi atzeres is mekadesh to shtei lechem. In these three cases, sheshocht and shleil lishmon. If you shech the korban shleil lishmon, the lachri is like kiddush lechem. The lechem does not become kaddish. Now the Gemara says, Mas nisin mani Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya will learn like this. Ze haklal. This is the klal. That kol shep yisul lekodim shchita. Any time the korban became posel before the shchita. Let's say it was a tray form, then like kiddush alechem. The lechem has no kedusha, wasn't a korban at all. What's going to be though? Pisul loy achashchita. Let's say the psul comes the achashchita, then kiddush alechem. Yes, then the lechem is kodesh. Because then it's called the shchita. So now the kedusha was chal already. Now shoch to chusl zman v'chusl mkoymoy kiddush alechem. Why? Because this is a psul that's chal after the shechita. Because the shechita done with pickle, but it's always called the machleches pickle, is called an avoido. So since the psul is chal like after shechita, therefore it's kiddush alechem. What's going to be though shocht of an insa shreifa? Let's say you made a shechita and you found out the animal is a shreifa, so it's a psul even before the shechita, then like kiddush alechem.